Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. My last two commentaries described how the Hudson Valley has become an energy highway, posing significant threats to our health, economy, and quality of life. In January, I told you about proposals to construct new power lines through the region. If built along new corridors, they would jeopardize the scenic beauty that helps drive the valley's multi-billion dollar tourism industry. They also could imperil the viability of family farms, essential for supplying us with fresh local food. Last month, I highlighted the risks we face from shipments of highly combustible crude oil now being transported downriver via train and ship. An explosion or spill would endanger the ecological health of the Hudson, sensitive lands along its shores, and human populations. It also could damage fragile coastal wetlands that provide critical wildlife habitat, keep local water supplies clean, and act as a buffer against flooding. Since I reported on these dangers, two oil trains in the valley have derailed, fortunately without dire consequences this time. These very real threats make two things abundantly clear. The governor and legislature should authorize the State Department of Environmental Conservation to restore staffing so it has the capacity and expertise to prevent, plan for, and respond to oil spills. And the Environmental Protection Fund must be increased to $200 million in the budget currently under negotiation between the governor and the legislature. The Environmental Protection Fund, or the EPF, is the state's chief means of providing capital for projects that promote New York's ecological and public health. Since 2008, it has been seriously underfunded. With so much now at stake, it must be increased. A $200 million EPF is a smart and appropriate investment in our future, one that will make the Valley a safer, healthier, and more prosperous place to live and work. Here's how. By increasing funding for the Hudson River Estuary Program to $5.8 million, the EPF will support ongoing collaborative efforts to identify, map, and protect more coastal wetlands that benefit humans and wildlife. Second, by boosting the appropriation for protecting farmland to $25 million a year, the EPF will restore the state's role as a partner with Scenic Hudson, the federal government, and others in ensuring that the Valley's family farms can continue providing fresh, nutritious food. And third, enhancing the EPF funding for open space protection to $30 million will increase momentum for conserving must-save lands and offer new opportunities for outdoor recreation, a linchpin of our tourism economy. Finally, that amount will allow for increased protection of those coastal wetlands that are now threatened by crude oil spills. Investing in the EPF also supports New York's economy. Studies have shown that for every $1 put in the fund, $7 in economic benefits are generated. EPF projects have been highlighted by Governor Cuomo's very own Regional Economic Development Council. Please help us make this happen. I urge you to call your Senate and Assembly members in the Governor's office and ask them to work together to increase the Environmental Protection Fund to at least $200 million. If we're successful, you'll notice the difference, and so will future generations. This is Ned Sullivan, signing off.